cheeky husbands,
two-timing wives,
bad boyfriends,
and even worse girlfriends.
They thought they could get away with it.
But now,
they're about to get busted.
They say guys are like bras.
What?
I've never heard that.
They hook up behind your back.
Also, I wish.
Unless they're a front clasp.
Well, that's why Brooke doesn't wear them. In fact, the whole show is going braless this morning because bras, like men, can't be trusted. And to prove it, we have this segment called Busted.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
That rhymed.
Yeah.
It was Dr. Seuss there.
I like it.
But if you don't know what it is, it's where listeners come on and tell us the weird and hilarious ways they caught their exes cheating on them. We've already got a few people ready to tell us what happened to them, so let's start with Michelle. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
Hey, so my ex and I used to share a car.
Okay.
So we would trade off when we went to work.
Yeah.
And one month, I discovered that I was just putting way more gas in the car than usual.
Okay, like you had to fill it up all the time.
Yeah, which wasn't super common. My boyfriend and I don't live super far away from we work.
Mm-hmm.
And there were just like a few other things that were making me a little suspicious of him.
Oh, just not irritated for not filling up the gas when he was done with the car? I mean, that's where I'd be. But
yeah, no, I mean, he's a punk, but beyond that,
right.
You know. So, you know, on his birthday, I hid in the trunk of the car.
What?
Oh, whoa.
Was it a hatchback or are we talking closed trunk?
No matter what, that is totally sane and normal. And that's a good move.
I mean, most people would just go, like, I tracked his cell phone. But
yeah.
Before he went to work, you hid in the trunk of his car.
Yeah, I mean, it was our car. We shared the car.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
sorry. Excuse me.
Not that crazy. All right.
Yeah. Did you bring some snacks?
No. It's only like a 20-minute drive to where he works. But about like halfway into his drive, I hear him call his work, say he's sick, and call out. A few minutes later, he pulls over. I hear the door open, a female voice, and then like kind of smacking sound of making out.
She gets in the car.
Did you jump out of the trunk, like fold the back seat down and say, surprise?
Kind of. You know, there's like a middle part that you can pop down. So I just pop my head through there and just yell, what are you doing? You know?
Scary.
I feel like I would expect to be like, I'd like to ask you about your car's extended warranty.
That is like the scene from a horror film.
I know. It would have been hilarious if I hadn't been so pissed. But needless to say, that 30-minute drive home was a little awkward.
Oh, you actually drove home with him.
No. He didn't Uber?
And you're like, I'm staying back here in this trunk.
Well, we were sharing the car.
Yeah,
again.
Oh, so you're like, I'm driving.
Okay.
Again, it's totally normal, Jeff.
All right. We also have Ethan on the line. Whoa. Ethan, tell us how you busted your significant other.
Yeah, well, okay, so my fiance at the time, we decided to have our bachelor and bachelorette parties on the same night.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
Together or separate?
No. Separate events, but same night.
That's a good idea.
So, of course, the guys and I thought, oh, this would be really funny. Let's crash the girls' event and see what they're up to.
Yeah. I feel like it's kind of a given if you're both out and the same night.
I just thought you both go black out on your own separate ways.
Was the guys' bachelor party really that boring? Let's go see what the girls are doing.
Well, it turns out, of course, that it was a terrible idea.
Uh-oh.
We come in the place. All the ladies look at me and they look shocked. And I'm like, where's Shauna? And one of them kind of looked at the bedroom door, which was closed.
Oh, they're at the house.
Oh, no.
So before anyone could stop me, I run down the hall.
Oh.
I open the door.
Oh, no.
And there is my fiance, half naked, wearing a fake beard.
What?
And my old track coach is rubbing oil on her back.
I mean, it's one of those things where I would be as confused as I was angry.
That was it? It was just oil rubbing?
Yeah.
Wearing she's half naked, bro.
Beard.
Were they hooking up?
Is he a massage therapist on the side?
I'm just going to say there are things you can't unsee, okay?
Yeah, I can't unsee it. I never saw
it. Did you ever get an explanation for the facial hair?
No, I was just like, look, you're obviously into things I can't provide, so good luck today.
All right.
Oh, man. If getting oiled down by your old high school coach is a bad thing, I got some weird phone calls I got to make after this. But let's hear from Jenna. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
Well, I was at my boyfriend's in bed, and I stepped down to go to the bathroom, and I stepped on something sharp. Ouch. And so I bent down, and it was an earring. I was like, oh, my earring. Okay, cool. Well, he didn't have any Band-Aids, so I asked if his neighbor did. They were friends. So I went over, and I knocked on the door. She answers, and she's only wearing one earring.
Don't tell me it's the same earring as the one you stepped on.
Oh, it was most definitely the same earring.
Oh.
And I start getting like really heated. I'm holding it up between us and she's like, yeah, that's my earring. I must have lost it when I was helping your boyfriend stop his squeaky mattress.
Stop.
Oh. That's not the excuse you make. I'm like, what?
Stop his squeaky mattress.
I'd be like, oh, I was a nun preaching about the Lord.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
I assume you dumped him.
Oh, my gosh. I just, like, lost it. I said, whatever. I'm, like, limping back to his place, bleeding. And I'm like, we're done, bro.
Oh, that's such a sad walk home, though.
Yeah. Oh,
it was. It was a limpy, sad walk home.
Limpy walk of shame.
Hit up our text board at 78592. Wow. If you have a funny story about how you caught your ex cheating, you could be on the next edition of Busted. Phone taps coming up next.